This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا يرحمنا وإياكم الله شافي صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتبعهم فرعون وجنوده بغيا وعدوا حتى إذا أدركه الغرق قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية وإن كثيرا من الناس عن آياتنا لغافلون ولقد بوأنا بني إسرائيل مبوأ صدق ورزقناهم من الطيبات فما اختلفوا حتى جاءهم العلم إن ربك يقضي بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون فإن كنت في شك مما أنزلنا إليك فاسأل الذين يقرؤون الكتاب من قبلك لقد جاءك الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين ولا تكونن من الذين كذبوا بآيات الله فتكون من الخاسرين إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمنون ولو جاءتهم كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين ولو شاء ربك لآمن من في الأرض كلهم جميعا أفأنت تكره الناس حتى يكونوا مؤمنين وما كان لنفس أن تؤمن إلا بإذن الله ويجعل الرجس على الذين لا يعقلون قل انظروا ماذا في السماوات والأرض وما تغني الآيات والنذر عن قوم لا يؤمنون فهل ينتظرون إلا مثل أيام الذين خلوا من قبلهم قل فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين ثم ننجي رسلنا والذين آمنوا كذلك حقا علينا ننجي المؤمنين قل يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في شك من ديني فلا أعبد الذين تعبدون من دون الله ولكن أعبد الله الذي يتوفاكم وأمرت أن أكون من المؤمنين وأن أقم وجهك للدين حنيفا ولا تكونن من المشركين ولا تدع من دون الله ما لا ينفعك ولا يضرك فإن فعلت فإنك إذا من الجاهلين وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله يصيب به من يشاء من عباده وهو الغفور الرحيم. قل يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الحق من ربكم فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها وما أنا عليكم بوكيل. واتبع ما يوحى إليك واصبر حتى يحكم الله وهو خير الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إنني لكم منه نذير وبشير وأن استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يمتعكم متاعا حسنا إلى أجل مسمى ويؤتي كل ذي فضل فضله وإن تولوا فإني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم كبير إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا وهو على كل شيء قدير ألا إنهم يثنون صدورهم ليستخفوا منه ألا حين يستغشون ثيابهم يعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون إنه عليم بذات الصدور وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام وكان عرشه على الماء ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا ولئن قلت إنكم مبعوثون من بعد الموت ليقولن الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا سحر مبين الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم لك السلام لك السلام لك السلام. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، اجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم أحينا على الإسلام، وأمتنا على الإسلام، وابعثنا على الإسلام، وأدخلنا الجنة بسلام يا رب العالمين. اللهم أحينا حياة طيبة، وأمتنا ميتة سوية، وتوفنا وأنت راض عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم آمين. أما بعد، in the beginning, inshallah, tonight we have a special program for brother Sami Hamdi and Imam Abdul Malik. I don't know if he's here or not. It will be a very good program, inshallah, but I mean very beneficial. We're going to talk about the current situation, what is going on in the world, and we have, inshallah, we're going to talk about the elections and our responsibilities as Muslim community, inshallah, rabbil alameen. So join us after Salat al-Asha, brother Sami Hamdi, he came here before, and of course, our own dear Imam, Imam Abdul Malik, he's also gonna be here, inshallah, with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq, ameen. So Surah Yunus, one of the most beautiful surahs. Actually, if you notice that, pretty much I say that about the whole Quran, but Surah Yunus is also very close to my heart. Subhanallah, as I recite each and every ayah, I feel like I have a story with it, or I have a personal connection with it. So, starting, and we finished Surah Yunus, and we started Surah Hud. We started with the story of Fir'aun. وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala parted the sea for Fir'aun. فَأَتْبَعْهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ بَغْيًا وَعَدْوًا حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ. So there is a khutbah that I gave before about the psychology of tyrants. The psychology of tyrants and dictators. It's interesting that they have the same pattern. They have the same psychology. There is no difference. So فِرْعَوْنُ عَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, he sees something unusual. There is an unusual event happening in front of him, okay? An unusual event, meaning that there was a sea, and that sea basically parted, split into two sides or two pieces, all right? And there is a pathway in the middle. This is a very unusual event, correct? Very unusual event. It's not like he had seen that before happening somewhere, and he knows what was going to happen. Very unusual. So he sees Musa alayhi salam and his followers, they're passing by, passing through it. So now, as a tyrant, he thinks that, or he thought, that everything will always go his way. All right? Always. Meaning that the sea will continue, the unusual event will not change. Meaning that the pathway that Musa alayhi salam created by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also stay until Fir'aun passes by. Because I'm Fir'aun. Alright? أَلَيْسَ لَيْ مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ وَتَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Alright? So Fir'aun thought that it's going to continue. It's nothing is going to change. Alright? Although it's an unusual event. So, of course, Fir'aun, because of his ignorance and because of arrogance, He continued and he passed through the pathway, right? And then what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the sea back together because that is an unusual event. Fir'aun, anta majnoon. This, whatever happened, it wasn't for you. This kind of things don't happen for you, all right? You can only use humans, but when it comes to Allah's power, dictators have nothing to do with it. So that was clearly for Musa alayhi salam and his followers, all right? So what would you, really, why didn't you just pause and reflect? But subhanAllah, يعني الغباء كما نقول جند من جنود الله. You know, and I don't want to say the word, but يعني ignorance is one of the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes some people ignorant, all right? Because that's their own destruction, all right? They're ignorant. So he passed, you know, through that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put, you know, bring the sea together, and Fir'aun drowned. So now as a tyrant, he just realized that everyone around him just obviously not going to help him. Because the tyrant, as Imam Sayyid Qutb, rahimahullah ta'ala, as he said that the tyrant is a very weak person. They just get their support from the mass, who choose to bend their backs, right? SubhanAllah, you know that the slaves, they bend their backs for their master so he can step on top of them. So when the mass is not around him, when the people who used to praise him, all of a sudden, they left him, I'm not even surprised that some of them backed out. They didn't move forward, okay? So what happened? Fir'aun drowned. So now he's looking for Haman, he's looking for everyone around him, and looking for his followers. Nobody's around him. Everyone is dying. They're trying to help themselves, okay? So what happened after that? He said, خلاص, I need to find a way. I'm Fir'aun. I have to survive. قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. You know what? If you cannot defeat them, you might as well just need to join them. لا إله إلا الله. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beautiful ayah, الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين. No, it's too late. And even this, subhanAllah, the tajweed rule here, it's مد لازم. مد لازم. What is مد لازم? You have to stretch it 6 counts. You cannot just say الآن. الآن means now. All right? But you can say just say now versus now. Right? So look at this descriptive. That's the eloquence of Quran. الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين. Now are you coming to become a مولانا? مولانا become شيخ right now? It's too late. خلاص. It's over. Okay? فاليوم, not only this, فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك. You know, Fir'aun, your body, you're gonna drown, you're gonna die. And this is the worst kind of death, subhanAllah. That's why it's actually considered to be من شهيد. The one who dies in the sea, but drowning basically, is shaheed, but not Fir'aun though. Like, I have to be a Muslim first, right? So, you can imagine Fir'aun drown will face this punishment in dunya. فَالْيَوْمَ نَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. We will keep your body, so the generations until the day of judgment will see your body. This is that. That's Fir'aun. All right. We're not sure if he's really Ramses II, the mummy that they have in Egypt now. Allahu alam. I don't know. I'm not a historian. Allahu alam. But it could be. Right. So everyone looks. That's Fir'aun. فَالْيَوْمَ نَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. You're going to be a lesson for everyone who will come after you, right? وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. Allah gives us signs and alamat and evidences and all of that, but we turn like, you know, blind eye. We don't want to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, what we learn here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power, and dictators and tyrants, they have the same psychology and same pattern, literally. Like, if you read in history, you will just start laughing. It's the same exact pattern. These people, they go to their own destruction. They go to their own death with their own, subhanAllah, yani, by themselves. And read throughout history. Did you see any tyrant that died just a regular death? Or he wasn't really cursed by his people after that? Even after they die, still the same thing. And if you think some of them are alive now, and this, Allahu alam, what's going to happen? Still, they're going to be, you know, the garbage of the history. That's the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the time of Adam alayhi salam until the day of judgment. So when you see them, you know, in the peak of their power and thinking that ana rabbukum al-a'la, right? I can do whatever, we can do whatever, you know, this, that they're coming to an end. Wallahi. And again, it doesn't have to happen in 20, 30, 50 years. What is 50 years compared to the, subhanAllah, 1,000 years, right? 1,000 years and 2,000 years and 3,000 years. What is that? Nothing. We might not see them, but the generation that come after that will definitely see that, because this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the decision and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dictators will be humiliated in dunya, and of course will be humiliated in the hereafter. So there are so many other lessons we can learn from Surah Yunus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to understand the hikmah and the deep reflections and hikmah of the Quran. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakum Allah khayran. Barakallahu feekum. Just to remind you, inshallah, we have a special event, a special program tonight with Brother Sami Hamdi and Imam Abdul Malik. And tomorrow, inshallah, we have our family night after Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah. We have Professor Javed Iqbal. He's coming from Pakistan. Very well-known figure, mashallah. So join us, inshallah, blalmi. Barakallahu feekum. We have a few spots left in Umrah, inshallah, if you want to join us, in November. And then the retreat, inshallah, will be next week. Jazakum Allah khayran.